Welcome to another edition of Financial Markets Insights. Today, we're delighted to have David Kelber, who's the Chief Product Officer at FOW, or if you've got as much grey hair as me, you might remember it's Futures and Options World. So David's got a long and distinguished career. Before joining FOW, David was the Product Manager for Economic Data Products at S&P Global. Prior to that, he managed a data team at an economic consultancy and spent 12 years running the data services and economic forecasting team at the Economist Intelligence Unit. He began his career in banking, delivering economic research and forecasts at Merrill Lynch and the Bank of England. Nowadays, David has a broad remit at FOW, overseeing the strategy and development of FOW's data, as well as the editorial and event product offerings. Welcome, David.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, David, your career has been very much about economic and macroeconomic data, plus research and forecasting, I guess. Yeah. Tell us a bit about yourself and how come you ended up at FOW in the world of derivatives data.
Sure. So you're absolutely right. I guess most of my career has been very much ensconced in macroeconomics, particularly around the forecasting side and also around the data side, both through my banking career and then also through working for research companies such as the Economist Intelligence Unit and S&P Global. However, for the last couple of decades, it's probably been less macroeconomics, more product manager. So in both of those institutions, I was looking after sort of online products, which combined economic data and economic forecasting and also economic analysis. So written analysis as well. So I guess that's what brings me to FOW. It's partly that side of things where we are looking to combine our data and also our written research into one product. But also, I guess it's probably fair to say that FOW perhaps wouldn't have registered on my usual job searches, which were around macroeconomics, but it's that sort of product side that really attracted me. And doing something more specialized, macroeconomics is obviously literally everywhere. This has far more of a niche. Felt like the right point in my career to be looking to specialize. So I'm hoping to apply those sort of skills that I've learned in other businesses to here.
I mean, I said before, the FOW brand, because I'm so old, still means Futures and Options World to me. So the clue is in the name, I guess, for the specialism. But from a data perspective, am I right in thinking you're focused specifically on reference, not market data?
Yes.
Explain to us the difference, because there are people who won't get that nuance.
No, that's absolutely fine. Our specialism is around reference data, as you rightly point out, David. It's quite different to market data. So what we're looking at here are the individual fields which define a futures or options contract. So although it's data, it's not time series data. So what we're looking at here are a set of instructions or a set of parameters applicable to a given contract. So they may be things, very broad things like identifiers and so on, but they can go through to very detailed parts of that contract, things like contract size, position limits, tick size, and so on, literally down to where and when the contract itself is traded. So for us, that means we're covering around, well, over 200 of these data points per contract. So it's very, very detailed. And I guess the reference part of it is that it's almost like a card box. You're saying, I'm interested in this contract. I need to know all the information around it in order to trade it.
So where does all this reference data come from? What's the benefit of getting it from you rather than at source? Is it a scale problem?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, firstly, I should point out that we've been doing this, as you mentioned, for over 25 years. So we're definitely experts in this part of the market. And I think that's important. What we're doing here is collating data from over 115 different exchanges across the world. So I guess the key second part to that is that we're then standardizing that data so that you can compare contract A with contract B, and all those 200 fields are matched already for you. So a lot of that data is coming directly from the exchanges. So it is a huge task to actually input all of that data for clients and for us as it happens. But obviously, that's only part of it. It's then that normalization of that data and making sure that we can compare apples with apples that is important. And quite often, what we'll have to do is look at different sources. There'll be different naming conventions, different terminology, and so on for the same data point across these different exchanges. So our team are really kind of adding value by going off and looking for and matching exactly the same data points. So I think that's a key one. And the other thing, I guess, really, is that we are constantly monitoring the market. And that's a difficult one for clients. You could set up a project where you go and ingest all of this data and you load it once. But actually, although this data, reference data, I should say, it's sometimes referred to as static data, there are only certain elements of that are static. You know, for example, where it's traded is generally static. However, there are things like tick sizes and so on, which will change across the course of the lifetime of that contract. So we really need to be monitoring contract by contract, literally, all the time to make sure that the information is correct. So it's quite a big value add as well as just a data collection exercise.
I'm starting to get an idea of the scale here. 115 exchanges, 200 data points across how many different types of contract?
Many. So we're going right the way across all futures and options through, you know, FX, equities, commodities, right the way across the board, crypto even. So this is a huge undertaking. So if we're covering exchange, we will generally try and cover all of the futures and options contracts that are being traded on that exchange.
And this isn't just for, you know, I'm a trader. I can understand market data for trading.
Yeah,
I'm starting to get to the point where actually this is really far more about the bits around trading, pre-trade analysis, strategies you're going to use, as well as post-trade stuff like regulatory reporting. So this is very deep.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that was new to me when I started at the company. And I realize now, you know, how it shouldn't be underestimated. Whilst as a data person in the past, I like to visualize data. Is it a time series? In this case, no, it's more of a sort of card box, if you like. It's absolutely critical to all stages of a futures and options trade. So, you know, I tend to think of it as the invisible data which lies behind the trade, ensures that trade is executed cleanly and compliantly. And you touch upon it there with regulatory data. That is also key to this. So it's one of the many fields that we're looking at in amongst those 200 plus for each one. Without it, there are all sorts of failures and risks that you're running in unintended trade breaks, you know, regulatory non-compliance. And I guess as well also as trade latency is shortening, having really good reference data to hand very quickly and accurately is becoming more important. So that's really the kind of end of the market that we're covering.
Yeah, I mean, just to summarize all of that, it's not only all of these different pieces, it's also normalizing them in a format that enables to be compared across. That's definitely a bigger problem than I want to try and fix. All good for you.
That's my problem now.
Yeah, congratulations on that. So what is it that you're doing now? What's the new piece of the jigsaw?
Okay, yeah, sure. So it's quite an exciting time here. So what we're launching due in October is an online platform which brings together all of FOW's content in one place. So there are three main pillars to the business here. There is that reference data, which really is the, you know, the main strand and has been so for, as I mentioned, over 25 years. But there is also a very respected insights business where we are writing stories and articles and insights on the market, you know, throughout the day, every day. And then there is also our events business where we are hosting 5 events across the world each year with various industry experts. It's a great networking event. And we're trying to bring some of the insights from those events into the site as well. So we'll have one big platform which covers all of these things. At the moment, we are delivering our reference data largely through feeds. Feeds and API will remain, absolutely, because a lot of clients want to embed that data, understandably, in their own internal systems. However, I think there's what we're crying out for is something online, and certainly our market research has proven this, that you can just dip into and dip out of. So all that reference data is to hand, just the click of a browser. So that's really what the new service will be about. And as I say, that's coming in October.
So events, slightly off topic here. 5 events a year. Where? When?
We've got 2 coming up actually very soon. One in Mumbai, one in Singapore. There'll be another one in Dubai, and then there's London and Amsterdam as well. So those 2 are early next year. So these are usually for a day, you know, with a lot of speakers, and it's a place where really we get a lot of industry experts. 1, talking about the market, and 2, great networking for for those in the marketplace as well.
I'm astonished just as I think about the scale of the problem you solve for, because I didn't know about it, right? It's not my specialist area. And how long has this business existed? And what's anyone's other option? Because data's everywhere.
Yep.
Not bringing it together in this format, I guess.
No, and I think that's it. I think there are, in particular around the data there, and this actually follows me from my macroeconomic data career as well, where, you know, once you started getting free data sources on the internet, there was the thinking that actually people aren't going to need us. You know, there'll be data aggregators that will take data from, you know, all those big sources and publish them freely online. It's more difficult with this specialized data. You've got to go off to those exchanges, find the data. Okay, that's not the trickiest thing. But then finding out and normalizing exactly all those data points and knowing actually what they mean, you know, is a much bigger task. We're not talking about GDP or inflation here. These are far more specialized fields. And, you know, our data team are real experts at doing this. They are matching those across all the contracts, all the exchanges and so on. So it's a much bigger deal. And I think because of the importance of that reference data, you really don't want to rely on something you find freely on the internet. When was it last updated? You know, have those particular fields changed in the last 2 weeks? You know, you literally don't know the answer to those things. And without them, you really are putting yourself at risk. So I think, you know, with this, I feel like we've got a much tighter niche than I've ever had on the macro side.
I mean, and it's also a matter of who isn't your customer. You know, a tier one bank is, a broker, an asset manager, a hedge fund. I mean, everybody needs access to the right data in order to run an efficient and certainly a risk-managed process, right?
Absolutely. Yep. So we really are going from the front office to the back office. And I think actually this is where bringing all this information into one place is quite compelling. You know, you may have a trader who is, it just expects that all of that regulatory stuff to be done for them and probably is done for them. But they also want to follow the market. They want to see the latest insights. They want to follow volumes data, that kind of information, look at where liquidity is, which the insights part of the business covers. But their colleagues in the middle and back offices who really need that reference data in order to complete trades are also our clients. So we really are covering the whole spectrum from start to finish, the whole life cycle of that trade.
I mean, amazing. And with your new product, if we have this conversation in 3 to 5 years' time, what will we be talking about then?
A good question. I mean, what I'm looking at doing, I think, is actually on the data side, the reference data is pretty covered because we are covering pretty much all the fields that a client needs for that. Obviously, we are looking at whenever new exchanges become available, adding the data to those as soon as possible.
And will they come in different formats to the existing ones?
Yes. So really, a lot of it is, of course, nothing so simple. Absolutely. So the data will come, you know, as the exchange decides they want to publish it. And so we will do a lot of, I won't say cleaning. It's not cleaning in the traditional sense where you might look for an outlier in a time series or, you know, which, you know, machine learning could do. This is something where you're having to go through and say, is that field what I think it is? Because it's called something different here to what it was, you know, in another exchange. So there is a lot of that cleaning going on. I think we can do, at the moment, we're doing quite a lot of insight pieces, quite short term, keeping people on top of what's going on in the market. But I think we can do some slightly longer analysis pieces, which is something we're moving into as well. So I think this is the great thing about where we're at the moment is we've got all the building blocks and we're going to put them in one place. And then we can see how people are using those and build on them from there.
Perfect. So where do I go to read these insight pieces?
That's on our website, fow.com. So we actually have a website for that stuff at the moment. We have some ungated free content on there. So there are articles there already that you can see as a taster. And as I say, this will kind of be brought together with the data in one place. So, you know, some lovely search engines, much easier navigation and so on, and tagging to get to either the data or the articles that you're looking at. So
I love the fact that a firm as good as yours with data still has to work harder on how people find stuff on their own website. That just is the world we live in, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it's been a brilliant whistle-stop tour of specialized reference data that, frankly, I'm now knowing how complex it is and I probably didn't appreciate it before. Is there anything else that I should have asked you about or that you want to share with our audience?
Nothing specific. I think really just to drill home that point about reference data, it's something that was relatively new to me. And when I hear the word data, I think of time series and so on, you know, just because of my history. And having looked at this, you can really see the importance of this information right from the very beginning and the outset and pre-trade point, right the way through to actually getting things across the line. And I think that importance is something that, you know, as a company, we should absolutely highlight, because I think it's the biggest area that we add value to clients. And I think the other thing is just to look out for our new products. They are coming in the autumn, so very soon.
What was that, FOW Professional?
So there'll be three. We've got FOW Premium, which is the current feed, very bespoke feed-based reference data product. So there we are more like consultants. We will go into a company, we will see exactly the fields that they need, exactly the exchanges, contracts that they need information around, and we will feed that directly into their platforms. Obviously, that's great for clients, tends to be larger clients who want to see our data very easily available on their platform for their traders and their back office and so on. But for a very large untapped part of the market for us, I think, we have FOW Professional, which is this one online portal which covers everything. The idea there, and again, we can deliver data via API and so on, but the idea here is that you can just have that open and dip in and dip out of it. So let's just say you're in the middle of processing a trade, you need a piece of information, it'll be very easy to grab it from there. And then there is FOW Intelligence, which just provides those insight pieces and some volumes data as well, volumes and open interest data. So that's targeted more at someone who is tracking the markets. They're less interested by all the reference data. You know, as I say, quite often going to be front office. All of that reconciliation is being done for them. So this would be something they have open, they can read on the train. What's the latest stories from the market?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Well, thank you, David. Genuinely great insight and education. So thanks to you. Thanks to everyone who's listened in. And we'll see you again next time for another episode of Financial Markets Insight.
Thank you. Thanks very much for having me.